Blog Talk Radio. Security forces say they have cleared a mosque in Cairo, firing at gunmen and rounding up hundreds of Muslim Brotherhood supporters who had barricaded inside. The Egyptian government said it was now considering whether to outlaw the Muslim Brotherhood altogether. We can go now to our foreign affairs correspondent, Jonathan Rugman, who's in Cairo. Jonathan.
Sarah, the Fatah Mosque here in Cairo was being used as a field hospital, a shelter from the storm of the violence outside. And one man who was trapped inside that mosque said he had counted 72 dead bodies there. But the authorities were determined to empty it and to shut it down, apparently fearing that it would become the site of a new protest camp against Egypt's government. The gun battle was savage. Supporters of Egypt's president and the defense fighting over a house of God in downtown Cairo. This afternoon, riot police moved into the Fatah Mosque, where protesters set off a fire extinguisher in a final salvo of resistance. Egyptians, sheltering behind barricades, had surrendered, the women leaving first, once the army had promised them safe passage out. But even in their moment of victory, police began to panic as the fight for the minaret raged on outside. We can hear exchanges of gunfire between the mosque minaret and security forces on the ground. We can't get any closer than this, partly because of the gunfire, and partly because pro-government men armed with sticks have ordered us to leave the area. The siege began after army and police moved in to clear Ramses Square, the epicentre of yesterday's violence. With cries of God is great, protesters piled up furniture, barricading themselves inside. Hundreds had taken refuge here, fearing they would be arrested or killed. Some were already dead or injured after security forces opened fire on demonstrators. The police outside were joined by an angry group of civilians, many of them armed. Those outside threw objects through the mosque doorway, and those holed up inside threw them back. This standoff broadcast live on Egyptian television. The tower block next to the mosque was set alight, apparently by supporters of Egypt's ousted president, and by this morning it was a smouldering shell. The mosque was still sealed off, with police and soldiers guarding every entrance, and the crowd besieging it had turned into a potential mob, cheering as more reinforcements surrounded the building, and taunting those trapped inside. Among those trapped were four Irish Muslim holidaymakers who had joined yesterday's demonstrations, one of whom spoke to Irish radio about her fear of leaving the mosque.
Well, we were in a peaceful demonstration, and suddenly there was like one minute shot at us, so we ended up
Hani Abdulazim had been treating the injured. His hands trembling with fear, he told me he had counted 72 dead protesters inside the mosque, and that those trying to get the bodies out were then shot and killed themselves. This was the surrounding landscape, the remnants of last night's pitched battles, which Egyptian authorities say left 95 dead in Cairo alone. This was the city of Suez last night. Across Egypt, the official death toll since Wednesday is now around 800. The slogan, Egypt Fights Terrorism, is now branded across much of the TV coverage here, and the country's prime minister is proposing to outlaw the Muslim Brotherhood from Egypt's political life. This vast city is trying to get back to normal, but many opponents of military rule are living in fear or under arrest. Marches called for by the Muslim Brotherhood have not materialized, and foreign journalists have been detained by police and threatened by pro-army thugs.
Jonathan, what's the atmosphere like in Cairo this evening?
Well, the downtown area where I am now feels fairly calm. There is a curfew, of course. But each of the last 4 days, it has felt as if elements of the old President Mubarak police are returning. The plainclothes thugs on the streets threatening journalists, including ourselves. The police shooting to kill. Now, an advisor to the interim president of Egypt, a civilian, is saying that Egyptians have never been more united than they are now, that they are still pursuing the dream of a civil democracy, and that they are simply fighting extremists and terrorists. But I think the plan here is very, very clear, because the prime minister is talking today of outlawing the Muslim Brotherhood. And I think the plan is to drive them completely out of the political life of this country, to drive them back into the shadows where they have been for decades, and how Egypt is supposed to emerge stable and democratic if that is happening. Well, it's very, very hard to see how that's going to happen.
Jonathan Rumsden, Cairo, thank you very much for that.
Red Sox broadcaster Jerry Rennie opens up about the Sterling case, his comments blunt and emotional. Good evening, everyone. His statement came through his Twitter account. And right now, Jerry Rennie's words have added a new chapter to a tragic story. Meanwhile, the parents of Jared Rennie's murdered girlfriend have arrived in Massachusetts. Our Liam Martin begins our live coverage in Waltham.
Well, Pam, that statement from Jerry Rennie on Twitter, very open today. He said, quote, "My thoughts and prayers go out to Jen Martell and her family. Words cannot describe my wife's and my grief. Son or not, I am at a loss for words, articulating my disgust and remorse over this senseless and trick act. We are heartbroken," signed by Jerry Rennie. Now, the Middlesex District Attorney's Office, meantime, they are under fire for releasing Jared Rennie 2 days before Martell's death. They say they were following the letter of the law. Others argue they could have done much more.
Jared Rennie now behind bars without bail. Some are wondering if he should have been there before the murder of Jennifer Martell.
The facts speak volumes that this man has a violent history.
State Representative Jim Lyons called Saturday for the resignation of Middlesex DA Marion Ryan, herself a victim of a violent crime. Her office on Wednesday released Remy after he allegedly slammed Martell's head into a car mirror. 2 days later, Martell was stabbed to death.
When someone's been arrested 15 times since 1998 with four assault batteries, it's a simple question, a simple answer. The man should have been held for dangerousness.
State law allows prosecutors to hold alleged offenders for dangerousness hearings. Ryan's office didn't do that with Remy, nor did they issue an order to stay away from Martell.
We want to get her a proper burial. She was a victim of the system, of the way our world is today.
The uncle of Jennifer Martell on Saturday, meantime, opened a memorial fund in her name, hoping to raise money for her funeral and for the care of her four-year-old daughter.
I want her to be remembered as a bubbly kid who cared about her daughter, lived for her daughter, and wanted the best out of life.
The Jennifer Martel Memorial Fund is open in Citizens Bank if you want to donate. Martel's parents are now in town to collect their daughter. They're also going to try to get custody of their granddaughter, too. I spoke over the phone earlier today with Martel's uncle. He describes the family as heartbroken and understandably not yet ready to address the media. Live in Waltham, I'm Lee Martin, WCBB, News Center 5.
Every American will be required to register their biological property Now, your parents didn't realize what they were doing when they filled this out, and these didn't exist before 1933. Birth records were recorded in search, and these only came into being in 1933 when they hatched this plan. They created a corporate fiction with a name just like yours. In doing this, they registered and monetized the spirit and soul of a living being. This denotes ownership. And when your parents were tricked into filling this out, they allowed your spirit and your soul to be monetized. And futures were sold on you. Now, this is my birth certificate. This is actually a share. This A, I'm born in Canada. This is a Class A share. Now, this is called a cusp number. And all streets require a cusp number. And that's what this is. And you are held as collateral to secure the debt which our government owes to international bankers. So you and me and all these people here are actually collateral, and we don't even own our lives. We are chattel, and we believe we're free. I made an application to the Registrar General, and I got my original social insurance application. Now, before they sent it to me, they put a little piece of paper over this before they photocopied it. Because my friend has his, and they didn't block this out. And when you hold it up, you see Bank of Canada. It is said that the best slaves are the ones who don't know that they're enslaved. And we all have invisible chains on us, and we don't know it.
Earlier today.
I can't help it. I'm just,
Okay.
Say, what kind of, well, I don't want to call me the F word because I am that, sure. yeah, I am F word. Yeah, I'd be qualified for that also. I don't know. I had a weird day. And I did take a nap today. I did give me some sleep.
Oh, see, I didn't.
Well, it's Saturday night, Antoinette. It's Saturday night, you know?
Yeah, but I had 2 hours sleep last night.
Antoinette. I'm working on that word. Antoinette.
Antoinette.
Antoine. It's that twa shit. I got that southern twang. It's like
it's French. It's not even southern. It's French.
Well, fries, whatever. Okay.
Whatever. That's my name you're talking about, whatever.
Right. Okay. I'm going to start calling you then Antifishnet. Then I can say that.
Antifishnet, Lord, no.
No? Okay.
No.
The butterfly net?
No.
Okay. Basketball net? Tennis net? No. Volleyball net?
Just leave it at Antoinette, however you say it. That's
okay.
Fine.
With the argument counselor. Hey, Mr. Rack,
yes,
I don't
okay.
want you to say it utter another word ever again out of context of that. Yeah,
thank
man,
you.
Yeah, me and the old BTR crew, we had to go have our round of rounds on this, and finally we got it straight. Finally, maybe. But anyway, my clock was saying I didn't start for another 2 hours again, so I'm, you know, chatting back and forth with this, you know, the help, and she was a real sweetheart. Her name was Kathy, and she was really, really cool. I dug her a lot. I was really satisfied with her, for sure.
Good.
Anyway, my clock is set now. I don't know if this is correct, what I said about the long 8-hour deal. That may be, but my clock is set for 3 hours. Then you know, actually, it was set for 4 hours. Right now, we have a show. I'm going to do the second show tonight at 12:30, which I don't know how that's going to play. We're going to see how it goes. But I figured, why not? Perry's apparently not doing a show tonight, so Mississippi. So I said, well, let's walk and use this time while we're at it. So everybody can get
well,
in.
Well, you do a 12:30 show, then that takes away from tomorrow night's show, right? Because that's a new day.
I don't know. Who knows? I can't say. You know, I don't. I mean, I'm just going. Well, hey, Antoinette, right now, as many times I've tried on the air and I've been off the air, I don't care how long I get. I'm gonna take the advantage of what I can as much as I get out there. So I just want to blab my lips off and piss people off and listen to arguments and settle debates and just, you know, have a good time tonight. It's Saturday night. Let's
oh,
do
you
it.
Just want to get people arguing.
I want to get it going tonight. Absolutely. I hope all the big top contenders show up tonight. And we're going to start.
You want a slugfest.
Absolutely. We're going to go way out of straight with a slugfest. Last man standing wins, then we'll shoot him when we're done.
Oh, my goodness.
It just ain't been my week, man. I mean, my whole week's been off of a bit.
Look, Auntie Kay said like he needs another argument.
Absolutely.
Who are you arguing with, N2K?
Well, you know what?
No stops and or cuts or blood. Oh, my.
I was
wow.
in an argument today with myself, and I lost.
Oh, my.
You know?
Well, you must have talked yourself out of doing something foolish.
I doubt that. I can't talk myself out of being foolish. I can't do that. I've tried that for 47 years. I've tried that, and it's never worked out for me because I'm dumber than a bag of hammers, and I don't care. Life is sweet. You know what? I don't like being a smart person. I wouldn't want to be a smart person. You know why? Because everybody aggravates you. Everybody aggravates you. You know too much. You know.
All Sagittarian is here.
All right.
And Michael Hood.
This time.
So we have Sagittarian, Michael Hood, N2K, and we have Mike from the All Facts Show.
Yeah, I seen Mike popped in earlier. Right on, Mike. That's cool, bro. Glad to see you. And everybody. Glad to see everybody here. Yeah, man, you all just missed it. For those of you that did just tune in, you missed it earlier. You just totally missed it. But anyway, that's all right. Well, I might replay it later. But anyway. the world's fine. The government's doing a good job. Everybody's safe, and you're okay. Freedom rings on. You have the right to privacy. You can do whatever you want. They won't bother you, you know.
Where is that at?
United States, America.
When did that happen?
I think I seen on the marquee sign said under new management, I thought. Anyway.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I tried that praying thing, and figure, well, hey, why not?
Don't start that. Don't start that.
And when I took the oath, when I took my oath, okay.
What oath?
What we talked about on the Perry Steele show the other night, and the same thing we talked about on my show right after that. You remember taking the oath?
No, I don't remember.
Well, Antoinette, close your ears, Antoinette, for a minute, because I'm going to tell all my listeners and all the people of America, here's what you do. The new requirement to take your oath is to grab your nutsack and pledge allegiance to that thing. Thank God that you're going to tell the truth, and you swear on that. And if you don't come up with telling the truth, you swore on that. So if you lie, you're going to have to lose that. Now, women, the bad part, you are excluded from these terms and conditions.
Okay, well, Ron, I have something for you.
Oh, God, I'm done. All right, I tried. I did my best.
Okay. Now, did you see in the Huffington Post? Where the man accidentally, he died because he shot off his penis by accident.
Huh. No, I did not see that, but I'm glad you brought that up. Why not? So he bled to death.
Well, you were the one. What was your statement that you just made?
I was talking about, you know, how when you go up to the courthouse, and you're going to go on the stand, you have to give your oath.
Yeah.
You know, put your hand on the Bible, raise up your hand, blah, 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 right? But that has changed. It has changed now. You have to grab your nuts. Or the option on women, you didn't really get excluded. You have to hold on to somebody else's nuts and swear that you're going to tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Make
uh-huh.
sense? Now you get that? Yeah.
Yeah, the Bible, well, you better hope that they don't have a gun in their hand, huh?
Well, they do. Oh, yeah, of course they do. A couple of them. Make sure the first one's too stupid. If you miss it, the other one, get him.
Oh, my goodness. Terrible.
So, by accident, did you see the topic of the night? By accident.
No, I didn't.
See what I mean? They hate me. They just straight up hate me.
I didn't look. Honestly and truly, I didn't look. I'm sorry. I just came in.
I'm getting pretty old. I forgot what it was.
I thought it was greed. I know it's been greed for the past couple of days.
No, I'm changing it to Alzheimer's.
Oh, Lord, don't do that.
Yeah, Alzheimer's. And I do not know why I'm having such a problem with Skype tonight. How does my sound? Do I sound all right?
You sound fine.
Okay. But I'm just receiving weird.
Okay, I'm going to put the link in here for y'all about the man.
Well, that was real intelligent. Why, so it's an accidental shooting?
Yeah. There you go. There you go, folks. And to but unfortunately for him, the brain was below the waist.
Well, hey, N2K, hang on, man. Look here, brother. Let me understand. Let me explain this to you a little bit here. We are smarter than women because we have two brains. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, boy.
Oh, my goodness. Big I am. What a male chauvinist pig I am. Wow.
Yes, you are.
But, hey, it's Saturday night. What can I say?
Hello, Blunt Squad.
I'm in almost a half-assed good mood.
Hello, Jay.
Yeah, hey, Jay, what's up, man? I'm almost in a half-assed good mood tonight.
Well, you sound like you are.
I don't know why. I'm not drunk either.
Probably because you've been arguing. You were arguing, and you got your way, so now you're happy.
I'm ready to go. Courtney's
up 25. Threatening with court and the whole thing?
No, I didn't have to go that far yet. Mm-mm.
Oh, well, that's good.
No. And I was very peaceful and cool about the conversation. And the lady, we joked a little bit. And she said, "It might be your computer, LOL." And I said, "If that's the case, I'm going to kill the builder." So.
Oh my goodness.
Then I slid down a little bit and said, "That fits my son." He's.
Oh so. My goodness.
It was a joke. I wasn't serious, you know. But no, my computer's fine. But he'll be notified. It needs to be looked at, just in case there's an issue with it.
And this is your son?
Yes, my oldest son, yeah. Yeah. I had my youngest one out this morning doing his thing. My youngest son's a diesel mechanic, you know. He's good.
Mm-hmm.
He's a mechanic, period. He followed his dad. You know, he followed me. But
good.
Yeah, he's real good. Yeah, helps when you own a diesel. See, what it is, I have adapted. You know, get one that can work on diesel trucks, so you buy a diesel truck. One that works on computers, so you have a computer. So what? How could you beat it? What a deal, huh?
Right. Yes.
Uh-huh.
You are correct, sir.
Uh-huh. Thank you. It's still a challenge, though. You know, I don't think kids ever grow up. Ever. Never, ever.
I don't think so either.
Mm-mm.
Well, uh-huh. You have to grow up after your parents are gone. Then you don't have another choice.
I don't know. What can I say? It's a cycle of life. And what we do on these shows is we talk about that part of it is the hassle that goes with it. That shouldn't be, I believe. There's a lot of hassle going on that should not be.
True.
So, you know, wow.
So true.
Yeah, did you catch that deal on that African woman is enslaved in Georgia?
No, I didn't. I was trying to look up things on it, and of course, you know, I don't remember now, right?
Okay.
But I know she came over, they had her come over for a catering job.
Uh-huh.
And she was only supposed to be here for 2 weeks.
Right.
Now, and I believe they took her passport and everything.
Huh.
So. They're in court now. I think that the couple has been charged.
I haven't seen a link on it today. I was, you know, all over
the place. I'm trying to find a link for you.
Well, I sure appreciate it. You are the best co-host ever, I tell you. Anyway, tonight's topic is greed. We're going to discuss the word greed tonight.
Well, they were greedy, weren't they?
Exactly. There you go. Good example, huh, of the topic we're going to talk about tonight. Yeah, greed. Greed.
And there's the link.
Okay.
Everyone, this is the link about the African lady that came over. She was only supposed to be here for 2 weeks to cater for a wedding. And this Georgia couple kept her here for years, having her as a slave. So please check out the link.
Wow. But, yeah, there you go. That's the greed game. Want more of this, want more of that. You know, and the big number one killer, it's not handguns, it's not alcohol, it's greed.
Yes.
Because even if it's bad, it's good. You know, that's the sad part about it.
Who it's good for. You know, certainly wasn't good for this lady.
Well, it's a win-win situation, though. You know, greed.
How did she win?
Well, she don't. There's the bad part. She don't win.
Oh, you said it's a win-win situation. That's why I'm like, okay, well, how did she win?
But it is a win-win situation because the simple fact is the establishment wins.
Yeah.
In the end. Always. And they had nothing to do with it. But they all get the credit. They all get the money. You know?
Yeah.
So what's wrong with that picture? Ain't that called greed? Another way of greed? I don't mean win-win for anybody else. Like I said, that's the good and the bad part about it. It's a win-win situation for the you know, the system, and it's not a win for the others. It's bad for them. The victims, right. The, you know, the people involved, families, they have to suffer yeah. when all it is a number to the system when it comes down to the end. You know, if they put people in prison, they make money for that, you know?
Yeah.
And it's a double bonus feature. One, they're getting money off the stock certificate called the birth certificate, and then two, they're getting slave labor for, what, a quarter or a dime an hour. So what's wrong? What's wrong with that? And
well,
then that sort of route gives the money they're making from the labor for the product they're doing, building, they're making money off of that. So you get it done for below what any Chinese people make, way below, right here at home, right at home. So you see how deep it goes? That's how deep it goes. You know, that's the rabbit hole, man. It's
yeah.
crazy. And that's what, the whole thing. People get mad over wanting. People get mad or not looking good. People are mad because another person got in their way. People are just mad, you know. And the thing about it is when two people conflict with each other over money or whatever, a possession, mostly possession, most people shoot each other over money. More people die over money. You know what I mean? Whether it be, you know, stealing it from them, robbing them, taking it, shooting them, kill them, hang them, string them, stab, whatever. Then you
jealousy.
Well, jealousy is a factor. It's also, that's one of the symptoms of greed. You know what
yeah.
I mean? That's one of the symptoms of greed. And what it has done is turned people into complete idiots. You know, and people always are trying, they're constantly thinking about how can I make money, how can I make money, how can I make money? So then they start, you know, they don't want to put a plan together, so they take the easy way out and they figure, well, shit, man, I could rob somebody, do something wrong, sell drugs, you know, something that I can get my hands on, you know?
Yeah.
But drinking, age is 21. Try to figure. And who in the hell, you know, who's going to stop kids from getting alcohol if they want it? And you can't stop it. You can't stop it. If a person wants something, they'll get it. It's more available than a job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the sad part of it. But there again, it all goes back to the winning team, back to the system. Right back to it. See? Win-win situation. They do it all the time. But jealousy plays a big part. You know, my neighbor has a new lawnmower. I would like one too. Or he has a better looking lawn, so I got to make mine better. So you got your mind all twisted up and stressing out over this to get into that process of, you know, competing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, who's winning? Nobody's winning. Actually, nothing. You're killing yourself because you stress yourself out. You're one less dependent on the system. The system don't have to pay that thing once it dies and kills itself off. So, you know, it's crazy. It all seems to wind up back there for some reason. It doesn't matter what situation it is. It always winds up there, you know?
Yeah.
And then here's the bonus round. Here is the bonus round. And it's a guaranteed win every time. It's like hitting a Powerball. Guaranteed death tax.
Yeah, which is...
You're fucking dead. And you got to
yeah.
pay tax. You pay them in the end. You're done over.
Yeah,
you know,
because then you have to, then the family has to pay inheritance taxes.
Right, exactly. You know, you don't personally give a shit no more because you're dead. You know, but the outside world pays. It still pays. It's a vacuum system. I mean, they vacuum it in. It's insane.
Yeah.
But people, yeah, they don't think about it. But hey, I have nothing against them. They got the right plan. I can't blame them. If I could do it, if you could do it, anybody else could do it, you would all do it. You would all do the same thing. Not knowing it, not consciously. I'm not saying you would do it intentionally, not consciously, but if it's that easy to do it, why wouldn't you? And the best part about it, you got a bunch of people that don't know the difference. They don't get it. They don't understand it.
Yeah.
That's the sad part of it. I mean, I really push the envelope when I tell people that. You know, of course, a lot of people quoted me wrong and then turn around, oh, damn. You know, damn Ron, he was right. Why the hell did he say that? Jealousy. I told you he was crazy, but he's right. You know, he was crazy. But it's just, he's right. It's funny, you know?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's not, I'm not trying to compete. I mean, like this BTR station and all this stuff, you know, I've talked about doing this before with you and, you know, told Perry and everything. So, you know,
yeah.
Man, finally, just, I, you know, okay, fine. I can't beat it. is sucking me into its vortex of BTR and talk radio, because I do find the open format like this is much better, you know, where people can talk to each other and communicate. You know, a lot of shows I listen to, they just, you know, you get a second to cut you off, you know, and
yeah,
hard to deal with it. But I mean, this, you know, I really dig it, so I figured we needed more time of it. Just Perry just couldn't give enough of it, you know what I mean? So
yeah.
I figured I'd attach this with you. Of course, you, when you made the offer to me, you said, hey, look, you know, I'll co-host. And I said, well, that was kind of the hardest part, from the denial part, where I didn't want to, you know,
Yeah, but you do find you're breaking up really bad.
Yeah, lovely. Maybe it's my headset. I might have to change out.
Or is it Skype?
It could be Skype or this headset.
Is anyone else calling from on Skype? That's calling that your Skype is breaking up or anything?
I don't.
I'm not on Skype. If someone could let me know.
No, I'm doing fine. I'm breaking up.
Pardon me?
I'm breaking up.
Yeah. Yes, you are.
Well, and I'm going to have you drop in. Let me move on.
I did not understand a word you said.
Yeah, I'm being talked for a minute.
I still didn't get that.
Okay, I'll put it there.
Okay. Yeah, Sagittarius said you're breaking up really bad. Oh, okay. So, did anyone, the last link that I put down there was where I got the definition for greed at in the Etymology Dictionary, and it gives it to you from the different centuries and, you know, from different languages, you know, from Latin and, Old French and maybe Old English, Lord, I don't remember. But the Etymology Dictionary, I just love. It's really a great resource. So I really suggest that y'all try it, and you know, hopefully you'll like it. But does anyone have any comments on the African lady that was brought over for 2 weeks just to be a caterer? And she ends up getting enslaved here for 2 years. And they had her working in the house, not only working, but also taking care of their grandchild. And she got away by telling one of the people, the friends of the family, I think. Wait a minute, I'm going to put the link back in for y'all again. But she was kept in the basement. You just wonder, why in the world are people so cruel? What's wrong with them? But this is a very lengthy article. An American couple enslaved an African woman for 2 years after luring her here with the offer of a 2-week job catering. The woman from Swaziland, and I know I didn't say that right, please forgive me, y'all, claims in court, and I'm also going to do a very terrible thing on her name, Tembia, T-H-E-M-B-I, Delami, sued Juna Babb and her husband, Michael Babb, in federal court. She claimed the Babb seized her passport when she arrived in Atlanta and forced her to work for 2 years for nothing. According to the federal lawsuit, Juna Babb told Diami, that's the lady from Africa, 37, an aspiring cook, that she needed a caterer for her son's wedding in the United States. The African lady says a mutual acquaintance told her the Babs were ministers in America. Man, Mrs. Babb told plaintiffs that defendants were looking to provide African people with positive opportunities and that it would be especially a good opportunity for plaintiffs to come to the United States to work for defendants because she can earn money to provide to her family. But Babb, the couple that was here, stole her passport and her return ticket and told her there never was a wedding, that it was a trick just to get her to work for the Babs, according to the complaint. The Army claims the Babs kept her in the basement and told her not to leave the house because it was dangerous. Excuse me.
Is it better?
Yes, much better.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me now? Yeah. Can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay, so Juna Babb told that she could not even contact her family without tipping off the police who would arrest and deport her, according to the complaint. In addition to forcing plaintiffs to take care of their grandson every day, defendants ordered plaintiffs to clean their house, cook their meals, and perform outdoor manual labor at their home, including digging soil, pulling weeds, and planting vegetables and flowers, the complaint states. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry.
Mm. You're okay. Instead of taking a drink of coffee,
I need to get some water.
No, coffee.
Yeah, that's what I really needed. Okay. Mm-hmm. The African lady, I mean, forgive me, y'all, because I'm not good with this name, says she was also forced to clean other houses and work for Michael Babb's construction company. This
Damn.
Work included cleaning, removing and installing carpeting, removing and installing tiles, painting and moving furniture and other heavy objects. Delami, the African lady, claims she received little or no pay for her work. Those Babs were paid for the work she did. Lord, I'm truly sorry, y'all. Diami claims her enslavement lasted for 2 years until a couple for whom she worked at the behest of the Babs were made aware of her situation and helped her escape. Delami, the African lady, claims the FBI and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement investigated the Babs who were sentenced to prison after being convicted of forced labor. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. I got to take a drink of water.
My mic's still working, maybe?
Yeah, you're on, so you want to finish reading?
Okay. No, I went off and I'm on something else.
See, I wasn't done here.
Oh,
okay,
I'm sorry.
Okay, so the Army claims the FBI and Immigration and Customs Enforcement investigated the Babs who were sent into prison after being convicted of forced labor. A judge ordered the Babs to pay $25,000 in restitution. That's all?
Wow. You kept the rest.
To the Army, but $25,000?
Hmm.
That's it? But she says in the lawsuit, she only seen a fraction of that amount.
Mm-hmm.
Plaintiff is a 37-year-old citizen of Magbane, Switzerland.
Magbane?
Magbane, really, I'm not good with this.
Okay, well, Switzerland, right.
The complainant states she currently resides in Decatur,
Decatur, Georgia.
Decatur, Georgia. Good, you go ahead. You got it now.
This is the Spanish night for those speech impediments. Stutter.
Pardon me?
I said this is a Special Olympics night.
Yes, it
people
is.
People speech impediments. If it were normal, we're in the Delta, New York, Georgia, and a lot of people were in
You're breaking up again, Ron. You're breaking up.
God.
Okay, well, she's currently in Decatur, Georgia, under a T visa. Never heard of that kind of visa before, which is a type of visa reserved for victims of human trafficking. Plaintiff's application for a permanent T visa was approved on October 12, 2012. The lawsuit continues that the defendant, Donna G. Babb, is a citizen of Georgia. This is the couple that kept the African lady enslaved. At all times relevant to the complaint, Ms. Babb resigned in Ellenwood, Georgia, with her husband, defendant Michael J. Babb. Upon information and belief, Mrs. Babb, inmate number 61545-019, currently is an inmate at the Federal Correction Institution in Florida, where she is serving a 24-month sentence for actions upon which this complaint is based. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. $25,000 for 2 years of working her like a dog.
24 months at Club Fed. And you know, 24, wow.
What kind of mess is that? Wait a minute. Okay, now come on.
Ain't it nice?
No, I'm sure somebody has something that they want to add to this, because I can't even finish reading that, because that doesn't make any sense. I don't know. Oh.
All right, well, I got a caller that's been waiting for 10 minutes. Let's bring him on.
Oh, good.
All right. Hey, what's going on? You're live on Ron Rex Show on BTR.
Lord, I'm worried.
Hello. Caller, you're on the air. How's my sound? Is it better?
Yes, you're better now. Here's the link again for Benny and whoever else that just came in, or if someone missed it before, and I know it wasn't quite easy to understand with my coughing and everything. I'm sorry.
I don't seem to understand those words.
How do you keep someone enslaved for 2 years from another country, and you get 24 months in prison? And you only have to pay them $25,000 for 2 years of work, and then for keeping her in a basement?
Well, now
and
you
then
know
how doing to... hard labor like that, you know, moving carpets and... What kind of mess is that?
Damn. So someone's
moving?
Yeah,
this is probably... But what kind of mess is that? And 24 months? 24 months?
Yeah.
Yeah, Sagittarian, they said in the article that she's on a T visa for a person that's been, who has been trafficked, a human trafficking. So how do they only get 24 months? And if they took her visa and, I mean, not her visa, her
I guess kidnapping
passport.
In human trafficking, you know.
Yeah, but if they took her passport and her return ticket home, isn't that also kidnapping now?
Well, I don't. Maybe kidnapping don't apply when they're a foreign person. When you snatch you a foreign one, it's something, you know, human trafficking. You know, unless
thank
you're
you, Sagittarian. Sagittarian, please call in. Sagittarian said this is a serious global issue. What? 24 months. People get life for less serious stuff. And
that's
you're absolutely right.
Right,
Sagittarian.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's exactly right.
It
happens all the time.
Gig. You know, 24 months and you have to pay her $25,000?
It's $1,000.
So she cleaned your house, other people's houses, took care of your grandchild, worked at your construction company, did the lawn work, gardening, weeding, and everything else, and cooking.
What a deal.
Yeah.
Can't beat that.
I mean, and they get 24 months in jail and pay $25,000. Now, on them construction jobs, he probably made $25,000 in a month.
A day.
And that's really stretching it.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
In a day, you know.
Yeah.
You make that count, you
know, on some jobs, depending on what it was.
Right.
And how detailed it was.
Wow.
And then she said she didn't even see all of that.
No. Yeah. Yeah, that's...
I remember a couple of years ago, they had this four-year-old little girl that they had took from some country, and they had her in California. Mm-hmm. And they had her doing the dishes and stuff like that, and a neighbor just happened to see this little girl just, you know, standing on these, you know, step ladder or whatever, washing dishes all hours of the night. And she finally, after some time, called it in and reported it. Now, what is wrong with people? Now, I mean, I know we have legal slavery through the birth certificate, but now there are still people that actually think that they can own people.
Yeah. Look, I had those women, you know, in his house for, like, what, 10 years or something?
You had all the women in the house. Is that what you said, Ron?
No, I said I should try that. It seems to be the way to go. No. I'm talking about a guy up there. I can't remember what state it was in, but he had women in the house, and this one, you know, black gentleman was apparently called law, seeing some woman saying help in the window or something like that. And she had a
I know who you're talking about.
Spanish guys, they were Spanish or Mexican or whatever.
Yeah. His name is like the name of that guy from Mexico.
Okay, that helps me.
the one who just died and his brother took over now. Sanchez, not Sanchez.
I don't know. I can't point that. But yeah, it all falls to the rest, you know, that's just part of it. You know, have to have something. You know,
Sanchez.
Okay, right. Okay.
Is that right?
I think so. Sanchez?
Yeah.
Okay. I think so too. I'm not clear on it though.
Does anyone know? Will somebody please help me out so I don't get a headache trying to figure this out? Because it's going to bug me.
Excuse me. You passed your cold on to me, Anthony. See how you are?
No, I heard you coughing first. I heard you coughing.
Yeah. I was smoking a cigarette. You know, it happens sometimes. You know, got to have that nicotine hit. Got to have that hit of nicotine. It's legal. It's more than marijuana, but it's legal.
Well, right now, what I was trying to figure out, N2K, call in, please. Let me get you the number to call in. But what I was trying to figure out was the name of the guy that held those three girls for 10 years, and one of them he even impregnated.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Was that in Ohio? Was that another one in Ohio? Seems like all of them are in Ohio, almost. Oh, you don't know his name? Darn.
He was a NGK base player.
Castro. Thank you, Sagittarian.
Castro. Right,
Thank you so much. She said, Castro. Thank you. I know you're all right. It is Castro.
I knew something was ringing a bell in my head. I just couldn't seem to get it out. You know what I mean? So something.
Well, y'all are welcome to call in. This is open conversation because everything still goes back to greed.
Yep.
So no matter what you bring it up, it can still come back to greed.
Internet, now you got it. Now you caught on to my thing. That's it. That's because everything comes back to that. That's right. And then once you understand that point of greed, how if you look at how people act and how they do, you know, and how the system works, everything, you see it. I mean, it becomes more clear to the mind. The word greed. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know everybody listening right now, that's going to be stuck in your head. I'm sorry to implant this in your head. Because what it is, you're going to think of this word greed, you know, once we were talking about it on the topic of the show. But later, when you go, later, next few days or whatever, you'll catch on to maybe what I'm talking about. You know, it's just one word that if you really study the word itself out, you can actually see the picture and understand why it works the way it works. And, you know, it helps you out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so it's just a wild word, and it's for what it stands for. I mean, there's probably a lot of other meanings for it and definitions, but there is that one we all know about. Is want, take. I want it all, I want it all. How much more can you get? Somebody feed a pig so much before it blows up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's the thing.
That is true.
And once the pig gets so full, you got to drain it off. So where do you go? You pass it off to your buddies, your friends, your closest.
Yeah.
You pump it off, right? That's how it works.
Yeah, because even with this court case, this is all about greed. You know,
right?
They wanted her labor.
They probably got
for
a hundred times.
You know, they wanted it for free.
More.
They profited off of her. So
right. They got 100 times
greed.
More. They got 100 times more off having her as a slave than what they have to pay for her going through the legal system. You know, $25,000.
Yeah.
So what? We got that the first month out of her. In 24 months, should I need a vacation at Club Fed? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, kidnapping, I don't, I can't, I don't know the definite, I know what I do.
I thought kidnapping was automatically, I thought kidnapping was 15 years.
I don't know.
If you kidnap someone.
But I'm just, I don't know how, it does fall under violent crime to some point,
yeah.
You know?
So they get
but
24 months for enslaving someone?
Well, but it, you know, there's a lot of variations to it, too, though. Like, you know, but really it is, it don't work if the Constitution's got it set up. Yeah, it depends on the state. That's right, N2K. It depends on the state. But, you know, but actually, no, this is federal. So it doesn't matter where you're at.
Yeah,
state.
Well, the call-in number, folks, because please call in and join us on this.
You got to call
the number,
in. Because
the call-in number is. Is area code 718-508-9813. And again, well, I have the number also in the chat room for you. It's 718-508-9813.
Well, hey, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to say the favorite words, you know, my brother on here says all the time, I'll be quiet.
Oh, you know, Mike, he's giving you... He's giving your show a free commercial.
Yeah.
He's giving you a commercial for your show. Compliments of the All Facts Show.
Don't make me pop off a commercial on him. Don't make me do it. Don't make me do it.
Make him a decent commercial.
Oh, man, damn. I had a better one. All right. It has to be a decent one. All right, let's see here. How will we go with that? See. You know, when I'm tuned on the internet, at Blog Talk Radio, I go through all the shows, but nobody ever seems to really give me the actual facts I need to hear. But I did run up on this one show called the All Facts Show on BTR. And Michael is an excellent host. He's exactly to the fact. He don't beat around the bush. He don't bullshit around. He gets you right to the truth, right where you need it. So anytime you're on BTR, Blog Talk Radio, when you listen to the Ron Rex Show, go stop over and listen to Mike over at the All Facts Show on BTR Live, Worldwide Internet. Brought to you by the NSA, CIA, and Secret Service, Homeland Security, and blah, 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 blah. Here we go.
Now, the only thing you have to do is record that for him so he can have that for his, for his show. And N2K said he fell out of his chair.
Oh, don't get me started.
And he said he can hear it now.
Don't get me started.
So, All Facts, you have a slogan now, well, a mini commercial for your show. So, you have to do one for Blunt Squad and for Benny.
I'll pass them all around. I will. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know anyone else in here that has a show. So,
Okay.
You haven't done one for this show yet.
I'm still on Michael. I'm still on all facts. I'm sorry. I'm stuck in it. Oh, man. Can't figure something out. Really getting confused, getting frustrated and mad at it. Here's what you do. You go on BTR and you look up the All Facts Show and call in. Talk to Mike. He'll get you the facts and you'll be able to figure out a lot faster and more immediately. He does have a good long stay stream of people that listen to him all the time. So his operators are always ready. So have your credit card ready and donate as much money as you can. Max out your credit card. If you ain't got that, we'll accept cash, food stamps, and WIC coupons. If you have an EBT, just swipe it on and we'll take it from there. And just come in anytime. We'll show you how to do it because we have all the facts. That's a fact, Jack. Thank you for listening to BTR. I'll be quiet.
Okay.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm done.
Okay,
sorry, Mike.
Michael Hood. Oh, Michael Hood said he's a co-host on the show, so he wants you to boost his.
Co-host on what show?
I don't know. He didn't tell me.
I only know two
shows.
But you
also have to do Bible Truth by Benny.
Oh, my. I love Benny. He's a cool guy, but man. Okay. Right now? Right this minute? This is complicated. Let's give me the hard ones.
Oh, okay. Michael Hood's show was called The Late Night Hour.
The Late Night Hour.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now you're getting me confused between talking biblical and late night because things happen late night.
Well, Michael Hood is co-host on the late night show, and Bible Truth by Benny.
I like that, Benny.
Benny is the sweetest guy. He is sweet.
Yeah, he's cool.
A sweetheart.
Yeah, right on.
And All Facts and N2K and Michael Hood and Blunt. Blunt is Jay, Mark, and who else is it? Okay, I know Jay and Mark, so if I'm forgetting someone in your group, please forgive me. Blunt. And you are too, of course, Ron.
All the gentlemen here on the show is. Well, you're the boss. You're the boss. I'm just here working. You know, I'm doing my job. to do Benny's, what I got in my head, I have to have some church music in the background. And I just don't have it. Shame on me. Then Michael Hood, The Late Hour. Oh, man. Wow.
Sagittarius has a show? Michael Hood said Sagittarius has a show.
Okay, throw another one.
Sagittarius has asked if she does. Whatever show you go to, you make it your show.
Coming soon to BTR, Sagittarius is going to have the show that's going to knock your socks off. The Sagittarius show, whatever kaleidoscope sign might be, you might want to call in and say hello. And see what your reading of the day is. Do the tarot cards, he or she, tarot cards, is it he or she? I can't remember who it is. Anyway, that person will read your cards and tell you. She will tell you that you are due to doom soon. So call in to the Sagittarius Show live on BTR.
You know what would be great? If Sagittarius did have a show and listening to the BTR shows, her perspective New Zealand, her take on America, not America, on the United States.
Okay.
That would be very good.
Yeah.
And Sagittarius says, female Ron, my goodness.
Yes, please forgive us, me. Benny, help me. I have to come to confession. I have sinned.
He's not a priest.
He's not.
That's Catholic. He's not a priest.
What else is there?
That would be good, Sagittarius. I really think you should do that. Give your perspective from a person from New Zealand, from what you hear on the shows, on your perspective of the United States.
Is New Zealand still a country?
They just had had some really bad earthquakes over there in the last couple of days.
That's what I'm saying. Are they still a country?
Now, Sagittarian is still there.
A closet priest. Oh, my God. That's not nice. The funny thing about it, a commissioner looks like a closet. There you go.
And she told you, yes, it's still a country.
Okay, that's cool. I'm glad you didn't snap off. That's cool. California, Florida. California snapping off and Florida sinking, so there we go. Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
And Louisiana is sinking.
Yeah. I live on a rock here. I feel like a prudential elk, you know, where I live. You know, standing on the rock, on a piece of the rock. You know, if it cracks open, I'm done. That's all right. Yeah. Man.
Well, what country is it that I heard that, and I don't remember, where they were having volcanoes in the ocean? I think somebody told me Hawaii or something. Someone had told me this, and I didn't look it.
I heard that. Mm-hmm. I never question what Mother Earth does, because Mother Earth is not complete. You know what I mean? She's always a giver. You know what I mean? The Earth is always a giver.
Yeah.
Never a taker.
N2K, you're welcome to call in and give us some solutions about this country. And anyone else.
People don't want to talk to us. They just want to listen. They just want to listen to
us. I know. And you don't even have a good argument.
Okay, then I'll do this then. Here's
oh, Lord. And Duquesne said blow the place up and start over. I don't think so. No.
I think that would be the most economical way to do that, really. I think fast, easy, clean, done, start all over again.
Okay.
You know? Like hitting a delete button on your computer. Delete. You know.
I have grandchildren, you people.
Well, hit start over again. Reset.
No, we're not deleting my grandbabies.
Got to refresh.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Not my grandbabies.
Yep.
Nope, not my little people.
Do you feel that your spiritual awakening is really right up to par? Do you feel you don't have the answers to the good book? Do you need guidance? Guidance gets you along in life.
You're breaking up. Why do you have to break up when you're doing Benny's?
I don't know. God, look, man.
Benny, you're more than welcome to. Benny, please do. Benny said he'll call in if we don't mind him talking about the greed within the church.
Absolutely. Oh, Lord.
You want me to build a bunker in 2K? Somebody will have to come build that bunker for me.
Churches ain't greedy.
But, Benny, you're welcome to call in and talk about that.
All right. Is this Benny? Hello? 404. You're on the air. Nobody wants to talk to us tonight. Let's try this one back in. They were snoring earlier.
Do they have their hand up?
Oh, hi, Ron. This is Mev.
Hi, Mev.
Okay.
How are you?
Hi. I just had it on mute.
I thought I heard snoring earlier off this number.
Oh, Meb was not snoring. Don't you dare mess with Meb.
Well, that's what it sounded like. You heard it. I got witnesses. That's okay. Yeah, that's all right.
Yeah,
the best
I'll just
time.
Listen. I'll put myself on mute.
Okay, sweetie. That's cool.
Okay.
Well, Meb, can I ask you a question? Did you hear what I read about the African lady that they had her enslaved here in Georgia for 2 years?
No, I just called Venus. So
okay.
I missed that segment, yes.
Well, they had her enslaved for 2 years. And they took her passport and her return ticket back to her home. They had her working in the house, cleaning the house, cooking, taking care of their grandchild, and doing outside work. And then he owned a construction company, so he had her pulling up tiles, pulling up carpet, and everything that goes with that. And you know how much time they got?
How much?
Meb, 24 months.
Oh, that is horrible. There was another incident like that, but it was in the UK, where, and it was the person that were doing it, I guess you can say African or African, but
yeah.
They would recruit individuals from their country and bring them there, and instead of allowing them to go to school, they would have to do that to, I guess, work off their, I don't know, them bringing them over there. But they, I guess that goes on with other incidents like that. But it was in the UK. It wasn't here.
Well,
but
this
I don't
lady,
think they were prosecuted.
This lady, they brought her over to her to cater a wedding for their son. And she was supposed to be here for 2 weeks. So she
wow.
was here on a promise of working, doing a catering
mm-hmm.
job for a wedding.
Yeah. I think they do that a lot. I guess they promised them an opportunity to go to school. I know in the UK, and that's what ends up happening. They usually take care of the other kids in the home. And
That's just terrible. And then for them
mm-hmm.
to only get 24 months?
Yeah, that's horrible.
Yeah, and to pay her $25,000 for 2 years?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No,
yeah.
That's like working herself.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well,
and I said, then who knows what else they did that, you know, they're not, she's not saying.
Oh, yeah, I know. There's no telling.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, especially since they even had her cleaning other people's houses.
Wow.
What a deal.
So who knows
Maybe,
what
I,
else
got,
they had her doing.
I got a couple more callers answering it.
Oh,
okay.
Okay,
well, I'm going to put on mute. I'm going
to
put myself
okay.
on mute.
Okay.
Okay,
right,
well, Major, you're welcome to click back in whenever you're ready.
There you go. Absolutely.
Okay, thank you.
Uh-huh.
You're welcome.
All right, that's cool. Right on. All right. Let me please let you call in here real quick. 678, how's it going?
It's going
breaking
good.
Up,
let me,
Brian.
Let me make sure I understand this story correctly.
Mm-hmm.
A family flew someone completely around the world to cater a wedding?
Yes. I'm putting the link back in the chat room for you
that,
again.
That
okay?
don't even sound right.
And they
Number
brought her
one.
To Georgia.
That don't even sound right.
Okay,
you know how much
phone
that,
open.
I mean, think about how much it costs to fly somebody that
Hey, guys,
far.
How y'all doing?
You're all pretty
yes.
good, man.
Hello, Mike.
That don't even add up to me. I'm going to pay thousands of dollars to fly you where I'm at. And on top of that, I got to pay you to do the wedding?
Yeah.
It's something more to that. That defies all logic.
Yes, it does.
So I think that has a lot to do with the reason why they only got 24 months. There's something else going on that either is not in that story or we haven't been told.
Well, the lady
be.
Is 37 years old, and she's here on a T visa now.
Okay. And here's my other question. You're 37 years old. What are you thinking when someone is tens of thousands of miles away and they want you to cater a wedding? And you're actually going to get on a plane and go where you know absolutely no one?
Yeah, wait a minute. N2K, now wait for this, y'all. Upon information and belief, Mr. Babb was released from federal custody on October the 2nd, 2012.
Upon information, okay, so some more information came to light.
Yep, and he currently still resides in Georgia.
So there's parts of this story we're not being told. is what it is.
That's what it sounds like. Yeah, let me see if I can get another link for y'all.
Yeah,
but that was from Courthouse News. But let me see what
else. Technically, kidnapping is taking someone against their will. So if she got on a plane and came here, he can't be tried for kidnapping.
But they
that
keep her against her will.
Huh?
But they kept her against her will.
Well, but you have to actually ask for it to be kidnapping. You have to apprehend the person. That's a basic component. I have to go out and get somebody and take them physically. They can't. I can't be accused of kidnapping if you're in Tunisia and you get on a plane to come and see me. That's not kidnapping.
Right, but they're going to talk about it. Well, it depends on what the evidence is. If you come
that's
over
not
to
kidnapping.
A
my point is, that's not
but
kidnapping.
But it can't. Right, but that is not kidnapping, but it can turn into kidnapping where you don't let me leave America when I came here on my own. Now I want
to
leave or anywhere.
And you took I'm sorry.
Technically, that's not kidnapping. Now, you got to call it something else.
Well,
what
they call
it
is, trafficking.
I don't know.
No.
They called it human trafficking.
Okay, there you go. It's not kidnapping.
Well,
so yeah, I can understand.
Okay, so you're
I can
telling
understand
me
him getting 24 months for trafficking. I can understand that.
24 months?
Okay,
yeah,
so was,
2 years.
So NK, let me get this. I mean, I just want to understand you correctly. You're saying I understand if I willingly go over to Iraq and catch a plane. Someone say, "Oh, come to Iraq and holler at me." No, let's say I go over to London. I meet somebody online, and we date, and I go over in London. I willingly go over there,
right?
Meet this broad. I talk to a blase this. She locks me in the house and won't let me leave. At that point, she's not letting me go beyond my will.
Right.
And right now, at that is a hostage situation. I'm kidnapped.
No, it's a hostage situation.
She's not being a kidnapper at that point. She's not letting me go. She's tying me up. She won't let me go because, you know, I did her too good the night before.
No.
Okay.
So, I mean, what would that be? I mean,
I'm saying unlawful imprisonment, hostage situation, if there's a demand. You know what I'm saying? That's a hostage situation. But, no, that's actually imprisonment.
But aren't we playing with terminologies? What is the action? The action is still the same. Someone is preventing me to go when
no,
I don't.
That's unlawful imprisonment. That's unlawful imprisonment. That's not kidnapping. Kidnapping means that she gets on a plane, she comes and gets you, and takes you back to London against your will. That's kidnapping.
Okay,
right.
So you're saying it has to be initiated from start to finish.
Right, exactly. Right. It has to be initiated by the
perpetrator. Okay, now I got you. Okay.
The definition.
All right, right. Okay.
Right.
I understand what y'all are saying, legal terms. Okay, now y'all talking legal. Right, right, right.
Right,
I was looking at the action, if you understand where I was going. I was just looking at the action.
Yeah,
when to occur. Right, but now I understand.
Do.
When you say when the initiate happens, now everything's come clear. Okay, I agree with that. Yeah.
And nice house all defined in court. Don't you love it? But human trafficking.
Bullshit, though. To me, I mean, I understand what you're saying, but it's still bullshit.
And thank you. I agree.
So they just playing with words.
Mm-hmm. You do it all the time. It's called legalese.
Well, they need to legally correct that.
Mm-hmm.
Won't happen.
Because
no,
if I lure you somewhere and my intent is to keep you, then, you know.
Well, they admitted that there was no wedding.
That's kidnapping. If you lure somebody.
Yeah, they admitted it was no wedding.
But when they lured her, it seems she came upon herself. I can lure you to come and take a jet and come on over here.
She offered services to her corporate. She offered services, catering. She's coming over to cater. Coming over to work.
Yeah, and for 2 weeks, not for 2 years.
But God, they saying on them cruise ships, it's a lot of them on them cruise ships. some trafficking women. There's a lot of them on them cruise ships. A lot of them.
You know what?
You'd be surprised. They make a lot of money on them cruise ships. Prostitutes, everything, trafficking.
And those people that they holler that fell overboard and, you know, and that's just the end of it.
Now, you know, that case could have been, them people could have won that case without going to prison or having to pay that money. You don't know, if they did it right.
And how is that? They deserve more than what they got.
No, no, they could have got by with it. They just weren't too smart how to do it.
Thank heavens they weren't. Thank God they weren't too smart.
Damn good thing they didn't listen to this show and talk to me. Oh, man, that'd be ugly.
Yeah, Ron, because I just have to be...
Well,
I had to kick your butt for even taking up for him.
Let me explain the process, okay? She came over here on free will, right? Came over here to work for them people, all right? She said she was looking for one to stay in or wherever, you know, whatever country she's in, America, we say America, and she came over here to work for us for a couple weeks and was supposed to fly back. She decided she liked here so much she wanted to stay here. So she stayed with us. And then she said she got all the right paperwork done to stay, be able to legally stay in the United States and work. So she went to work for us. You know, we just hired her on. We didn't know she what her story is. We don't know nothing about that. We thought we'd be nice for helping her out, you know? You know what I mean?
Huh.
You don't know nobody's story unless they tell you.
That's right. Oh, there you go. So that would have been an easy one, but they fucked up somewhere.
Well, I'm glad they did mess up. They should have messed up.
Yeah, it's all wrong. You know, they did hold her against her will, I'm sure. You know, it was crazy. And it's wrong. But, you know, they do shit all the time. It's a law and crime you don't hear much of. I mean, a lot of it goes on a lot. All the time. People are sold just like cattle all the time.
Yeah, you're right, N2K. It's about money.
Well, let me guys share this story with you. And I had mentioned this, I think it was on Perry's show, where a woman from New Zealand went to Saudi Arabia, got raped in a bar.
Oh, yes, I seen that.
She got 2 years
for
having sex in public. The guy who raped her got 12 months.
Yeah.
Yeah, and hers also had to do with being promiscuous.
Yeah. So you talk about crazy laws and how legalities are handed down. He didn't even get charged for rape. The charge was for having sex in public.
Yeah.
Rape didn't even enter into it for him. So there you go. Prime example. And this is in a whole other part of the world.
Yeah. So.
Well, the place
well,
is the same.
Know, well, you got to watch out the court systems because, you know, in South Africa, they don't have no jury. They got straight judge. You know, a lot of people say they want to go to another country. I know a lot of systems. Our system ain't the greatest. And I don't see no great system of things running right. But in other countries, their laws are messed up, too.
Yep.
They got some crazy laws.
Yeah.
I didn't know South African didn't have no jury system. I thought they went on for hours, but they don't have it.
They don't have what?
A jury.
Oh, no?
No.
Oh.
You get judged by one judge. One judge.
Wow.
So. It's going to be interesting when that Blade Runner case come up down there. That's going to hit soon. The Blade Runner. You know that Blade Runner guy? The handicapped South African who killed his model girlfriend, I guess. I forgot his name, guys.
No.
You know what I'm talking about? You're into,
No, this is the first I've heard of it.
Yeah. Right. It's the guy who ran in the Olympics with the little...
And he's
African. Oh, with the prosthetic
yes.
Legs.
Right,
yeah. He was running the 400.
Yes, he is charged with murder for shooting his girlfriend.
Really?
He said, Right. You ain't hear about it? Yeah, Google that. Yeah, look that up.
Okay,
yeah. Yeah, and but this is the case. They had arguments before, but listen, they said, listen to this. He said he woke up in the morning. He woke up in the middle of the night. He went to the balcony to get a fan. He heard some noise in the bathroom. Now, the way his bathroom is, it's two doors to his bathroom. You have a door, and then you have a little space where he may have his clothes and stuff, and then there's another door to where the bathroom and bathtub is. He go in there, he hearing noise, he thinking somebody breaking into his house, go get his gun. Now, he said he didn't have his prosthetic legs on at this time. So, you know how he's walking. He doesn't have no prosthetics on. So, I guess he's with the gun, wobbling on the floor. He goes into the bathroom. He hears the noise, and he starts shooting. Bop, 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 bop. It's her sitting on the toilet. So he's saying, so when he shoots, he opens up the door. It's her sitting on the toilet. He goes down, gets his, he gets his prosthetic legs on, goes, climbs it up, brings it outside and stuff like that.
So he didn't know it. So basically he's saying he didn't know it was his girlfriend.
Right. Now watch this, though. Now this is the other evidence. She came over there the night before. She stayed the night. That's a fact. When she got found in the bathroom, she had all her clothes on. She had all her clothes on. Yeah, she was fully clothed, and she was in the bath. He said, "Now this is what he said that happened."
Mm-hmm.
Now, so when he woke up, I'm just saying, when he woke up to get that fan, I mean, he live in a nice house. I don't know why he need a fan. He a millionaire. You don't got AC in South Africa. Live in a nice house. He woke up to get the fan. He didn't know that she wasn't there. He said that they slept next to together. They fell asleep. He woke up. When I wake up, I know. Look, I've been married. I've been with a woman. I know when to sleep in a bed with a woman. When you wake up in the middle of the night, you're going to know if the person was there, if the person was the same person is there when you went to sleep, before you went to sleep, you're going to know that, if they're not in the bed or not. Come on. So if she wasn't in the bed and she, you know, before he went to sleep and he got up and he heard that noise, that doesn't think that it was her. Where is she supposed to be at? Plus, she was fully clothed and fully dressed. So what they're speculating is, what happened is they got into an argument. She got her clothes on, but in the bathroom, what have you, and he did what he did. Now they're going about to see whether if he had his prosthetic legs on or not, because if he said he didn't have his prosthetic legs on. So I'm just saying, if he didn't have his prosthetic legs on, he's crawling. I mean, without the prosthetic legs, you're wobbling. Now, I know he can do what he's doing, but he's going to the bathroom. I'm just visualizing. He's going to the bathroom. He's crawling on, you know, he's using his butt to walk. He got a gun in his hand. You don't have your legs on. So now they're going to see if he has his legs on, the projectile of the bullet, of, you know, for where the door is, they can prove whether he had his legs on or not, because that's height. That's measurement. That's fact. So
well, couldn't
it's
he have been shooting
down.
Low?
Or why would you be shooting low, though?
I don't know anything about guns.
To project.
Right,
Antoinette,
so really
but let me let
know.
You know, Antoinette, if someone's breaking up your house, you're not going to try to shoot at their feet. I guarantee you. You don't have to know about guns. Let me give you a gun, and you think somebody's breaking in your house and you're saying.
Yeah. Well, that's true.
But so they're gonna see what's going on. So that's coming up, man. You know, that's gonna be a real
case.
Yeah, so I just think it's funny because I'm imagining him, you know, protecting his house without them legs on, and he got his little gun and he wobbling on the floor and trying to go and see what's going on. You know, I mean, so but
there's
I understand he said he was fearful though. So that could have happened, though. I mean, that could have happened. I mean, that's a bad mistake, you know. Not to ask who was there. I mean, I was always taught if someone's behind a closed door, you hear some noise, and you got a gun, and they behind a closed door, and they in my house, I'm going to ask who's there in there. That's me personally. I'm going to call out a warning shot. If they open up that door, they don't say nothing, then it may be a difference. So
when he's faced with life in prison with a minimum of 25 years if convicted of a charge of premeditated murder.
Mm-hmm.
But he's out on bail now. So
yep,
is he in this country? Does he live in this country or does he live in South Africa?
The South Africa. He's a African. He's a South African.
What makes them think that he's going to come back?
Well, far as what? I never say he was coming to America. I was just talking
okay,
about...
Oh, okay, this happened over in Africa.
Yeah, in South Africa, yeah. And they got that judge system. They don't have a jury system over there. That's why I brung it up, because we was talking about that one judge.
Yeah,
Yeah, they don't have no jury over there.
She's blonde.
Mm-hmm.
She's a blonde-headed lady.
She had her own money and stuff. She was a model.
Yeah.
She's an upcoming model and stuff. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he may
That's unfortunate, though. That's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Even if it was
My
a mistake,
goodness,
that's
Betty
unfortunate.
Asked, are you ready to bust a cap at somebody? The Sagittarian said always. They're picking on you, all facts.
Why would they say?
Betty asked,
oh,
are you
yeah,
ready
I
to bust
now,
a cap?
I'm in it.
Mike would not do nothing like that, y'all.
Hey, look here. Look here, folks. This is might be an explicit rated show, but it's a family hour. It's a family-oriented show where we sit by the fireplace and sing old folk songs.
Kumbaya?
Yeah, that one too.
She coming around the mountain?
While the world is crumbling around us?
She's coming around the mountain with some drugs. She's coming around the mountain with some drugs.
No, that's not the way how the song goes.
She be coming around the mountain. She be coming around the mountain. She be coming around the mountain with some drugs. Thank you. I'll be quiet. Ain't that special?
Hey, Ron, what happened the other night, man? We was having a good conversation. The whole thing just went bam.
I
thought we
were
going into overtime. We was rolling, man.
And VCR shut down. It shuts down after a certain hour.
Yeah,
it shut down in mid-sentence.
Yeah, but I was chit-chatting with the chit-chatter lady earlier in the chat of the chat question problem from PCR for an hour and a half. She was sexy. But anyway, the deal, we was trying to figure out, she told me my clock was wrong, my computer clock was causing a problem, blah, blah. And I had to get rid of some cookies and catches and, filter my whole computer. I was about to strip it and reboot. And anyway, we kind of got it worked out. But my time was set wrong in my settings. And I don't know why it was set that way. I didn't set it that way. I never touched it. And I had no problem before, but it was all kind of crazy shit. Anyway, she reset my show for me, reset my time and everything like that. I was trying to get on 8, but didn't work out. And actually, the clock, if it's correct, on my on-air, on my board, is telling me I have 2 hours and 16 minutes to go. So it would have been 4 hours altogether. And if I go over, if it goes in overtime.
You said you was going to come on at 3 a.m., then 6 a.m. What the hell is going on? I said, what's going on over there?
I know.
I wanted to look at archive up, and then it said you was coming on at 3. I said, okay, you're going to come on for prepared. Then it said you was coming on at 6 a.m.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The time was set here at the right time on my board. You know what I mean? But when I went and started, I log out, and I go start looking for the page, see what it's looking like on the advertising board. It would show me starts at 6 a.m.
And it said it was wrong. Your standard settings in the computer was wrong. They probably was going on the wrong time. They wasn't going on your standard time. They probably was going on another country time or another standard time on your account.
Probably had it on GMT.
Yeah,
well,
something
had,
like that. Yeah.
I spent on Central Time and I had it for Missouri. You know, my zip code, I should be able to go by that.
Right.
But for like 2-3 nights, I went on and then I kept fighting it and. So finally, I called, got a hold of BTR themselves, and they were really quick, responsive of it, and just straighten it out. But I logged in tonight. I did this earlier today. I then got up, I logged in, did my thing, what I want to do, and I think it's like 7:30 after I log, kick up and start ready to go, and it told me I had to wait 6 more hours for my show start. I said, well.
Well, Well, the reason why they do that, because the computer system has to automatically update, time zones. For instance,
right.
if I come on at 8 o'clock on the West Coast, it should say 5 p.m.
Right. Well, I understand that. Right. But
that's why they have to do that. Right. That's
right.
Why them settings got to do that. So it's automatically, set.
Right. But she's saying my computer clock was wrong, and it actually was. But I don't see how it affects the clock on the board, because I'm on their equipment,
Right.
It's their board, ain't mine. Yeah, it's mine. I rent it for whatever I do. But,
The time on your show is either going to go off of your computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not going to go off of theirs. It's going to go off of yours.
Right. But mine was, my clock was only off an hour, because I didn't reset it for time change,
Oh, okay.
Because I got a clock right here on top of my desk, got a big clock, and it's got all the, the weather equipment on it, stuff like that, the monitor weather, and, so I always look at that clock. I never looked at that one, so. Anyway, it's correct. We're going to have fun with tonight.
You upload to them, you're using their computer. You're using their server. When I upload, when I start my show, and it's a file. I'm downloading the file. I'm using their computer. It's virtualization. That's why I can upload and download.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
That's
right.
Why that clock time is running. So basically, it's just like a virtualization because we're talking about the. Right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
So that's why you had to set your time up right. So because Ron, it happened to me too.
Right. Well, I'm cool. I got it.
One day, I tried to do a show, and they played something, and they double-taped me, and I lost that day. I was like, damn.
Right.
So I know what you went through.
Right. But I've never had that problem before, man. I've never had a problem hooking a show on. Never. That was the first time I ever had a problem, But it did show I was in some other country, the time set, so I don't know. I don't know what happened with that. I don't remember it changed unless I was drunk and screwed up my settings, but I don't think
so. Oh, Lord.
Is that a possibility, Ron?
Well, if Frank was on the board, I don't know what the hell he does. I just own the computer. So what he does, I can't control him. I can't control him.
I'll be right back, y'all.
All right, man. That's cool. Yeah, man. Wow. But anyway, hopefully I got all straightened out, everybody. That's all cool. But yeah, damn. It was a battle. I'm telling you, man. It was straight up battle. This ain't been my week, y'all. You know what I'm saying? This ain't been my week at all. I mean, shit. My lawnmower snaps an axle. Then it gets flooded in a mud flood. Wow.
Damn, y'all had a lot of rain up there?
Yeah, we had a bad flood, man. I was down for 2 days helping clean that up.
Yeah.
Yep. I was off the air. There was washing mobile homes, cars, everything down the creek. Big creek,
Well, there was a drought last year. We don't have a drought this year.
Yeah, shit, man. We're 16. We got 16 inches of rain. We're 2 inches above drought level now, finally.
That's why I always seen since I've been on this earth. I know we had our drought periods, but it seemed like the earth always replenished itself.
We're going into early fall.
All of a sudden, see, we were. It just comes.
Right. Yeah, let's not
rain. Then the Mississippi be drying up and flowing. So it just.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Mississippi River, they was worried about that shit real hard, because that would have stopped a lot of shit. That thing dried up. That would have been a problem. Big problem. But hey, Mother Nature, she's got her own rules. You can't tell her the way you want shit done. You could try to manipulate
her.
You got to realize that's why ancient times had the weather as God, because they were scared of it. You got to realize in ancient time they were scared of the rain. They had to, some people may have been stormed and got scared, got struck by lightning. Some people may have drowned. Some people may have cold.
Right.
They were scared of that rain, that weather.
Mike. We had this conversation the other day. The people in ancient times were probably more in tune with nature than any of us will ever be.
Because
we live in a synthetic world now. So
right.
I disagree with them being
Before they mastered the weather, before they understood the weather, right?
Just the facts, Jack. Give me the facts.
Well, it is a fact. I can see right now. No, it's a fact right now that the weather Us?
No.
Okay, look, I'm giving you all facts. I'm going to
give you all facts.
If you let me talk.
Hold up. Okay, I'll be quiet.
All right, good. You imitate me. Nice impersonation. You got it. That's why I don't say nothing when y'all say it. But listen, brother, listen.
Mike, they're giving you a commercial.
Exactly.
I was trying to see if you was catching on to what I was doing, and I had you confused there for a minute. I actually had you confused. Hold up. Okay, I'll be quiet.
Hey, man,
Mike,
you can't laugh at yourself, man. Something wrong with you. It's all good.
No, that Mike.
But what I was about to say, though, for real, though, see, we are scared of the weather now, and we don't live in ancient time. Big storms come, like Ron said, Mother Nature, the drought and stuff like that. So before we probably understood it, they feared it. I know we still fear it, but they feared it tremendously. Shelter, they don't know when it's come. They have no understanding. They don't even know nothing. And unfortunately, they took that and they made it something out of it wasn't.
I disagree. I think they had a very good understanding of it, and their understanding of it was more on an intuitive level than it was the scientific level.
Why do they call it gods? Why do even
why do
the pagans worship
God?
As gods?
You have to understand the purpose that myth serves. Myths are designed to have kernels of truth in them. So they use what's called we transliterated the word myth and we call them fairy tales. Okay, myths are very powerful because there's truth in them. But it's stuff that you got to meditate on. It's stuff you have to meditate on. If you just look at a myth on the surface, you'll never understand the true meaning of what the message is that's trying to be given to you. If you just read it and go, oh, okay, Prometheus or Thor was the god of thunder. Okay, if you just look at it like that, a normal mind is just going to go, oh, okay, so there was some guy in the clouds who all of a sudden grabbed a lightning bolt and ta-da,
became
a deity. Come on. There's way more to it than that.
Right, but no. If someone says that if a human being ever walked this earth and he called himself the god of something and those people worship him, he say he controls the weather, his mind is above everybody. Someone like he enslaves people because he comes from this good culture and he think he's smart. He's the problem of the world, and that's what some of them did back then. That's why they enslaved.
You're talking about human beings, and I'm talking about ancient people that gave things in nature. They deified things in nature, not men and women. It was things in nature, like the weather. There was no individual that they deified as a weather god. It was not a person. That's my point.
The people who came up with that concept, the people back then in the ancient times, the people who came up that concept, they were the rulers, they were kings. Even in the pagans' times, they used to have monarchy, and they enslaved people. With that knowledge of having that, even in with mathematics, they took the math and says, well, since we know math, we're going to enslave people. They didn't have certain secrets that they have. They didn't spread the
ancient. They who?
Plato. All the ancient people. Because that's why we have slavery. You enslave someone when you say that you know.
Plato didn't have any slaves. The dude lived in a cave.
No. What I'm saying is his philosophy, those philosophers back then, their philosophy was that certain knowledge only pertain to certain people, and they did not spread their knowledge.
It's the same way today.
They used, right, and then they used the numbers that they used their numbers. Okay, they were great mathematicians, but they used that and said that they were higher because they could predict by using numbers. The number seven means heaven.
The
number five means this. Number nine. That's what all these people get these people from. They get it from Plato and them, the numbers game. That was the first astronomy. They played with these numbers. Just because you know how to count, you don't mean that you dictate and you rule me and you predict in the future just because you know how to count
numbers.
Yes, it
does. Come on. Yes, it does. Because if you don't do your
diligence, it's theology. It's not all fact. You guru-ing me. That's
my
gamble. Yes, it is. Number seven don't mean heaven. Come on, man.
I'm not arguing that. What I'm saying is that the same thing that was practiced then is practiced today. I'll give you an example.
And that's the problem.
Let me give you an example. Let me give you a very concrete example. Okay? Monday. Apply to Caltech, MIT, Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and see what happens. You will be summarily dismissed.
Well, no. Guess what? That's why. Listen, let me tell you one thing. Now, what I'm about to say, I'm no smarter than nobody in this world. I learn more. I learn from everybody on this. I may act like or say that I learn every day. I learn something today about myself and about others every day. So when I say this, I want to get it straight. Those people who can go to Yale, Harvard, and I can sit down with them and I can talk about life with them, and I don't go to Harvard, Yale, none of them.
So
that means nothing.
That
because
yes,
they're
going,
they're learning
because
somebody else's theory and theology.
Let me say theology, not fact.
What have you done for the world?
Mike, they have access to information that you can't even pay for.
Theories. No. Now, listen. Now, when they talk about math, measurement, trade, where we can build computers, engineering, okay, I can say you know
you're missing the point here.
Listen, bro, I sit up and watch something on the science channel, and you have two archaeologists who disagree with each other.
You're missing my point. I'm not debating you on that. Everybody doesn't have equal access to information. Why do you think there's a difference between a library and an archives? Libraries are government sponsored. Anybody can go into them. Anybody can go into an archives because that's a different type of information. You have to know the right people. You have to be involved in the right institution. When I was at UC Berkeley, okay, as a student, there was a library that we had on campus. Now, I was a math major with an application in physics. Upper level student in my junior or senior year, we didn't even have access to this library. That was on campus. We couldn't even get into it. The only people who were allowed into it were graduate students and PhDs. They were the only ones. Now, the damn library is on the campus where I go to school, and I can't even get into it. That didn't even make sense to me, but that's how it worked. So everyone does not have equal access. It's never been like that, and it never will. Because if we put certain information into the hands of the general public, then all of a sudden, the things that you try to run on the
internet. You know, you got a minute or something left, or other than a minute left, somebody calling
work.
In. Call in a minute left, y'all.
It's not going to work. And that's why our educational system is tiered.
Oh, I guess they ain't going to go on
the overtime. It's only geared for certain people to go to a certain level. They're going to drop off. And those
just
people who have that additional funding, they'll be able to go to a higher level.
Are we going into overtime,
guys? So forth.
Are we going to overtime or?
Well, he's set up to go for 8 hours.
Yeah, run for a long time.
Oh,
for
8 hours.
Time.
Yeah, I ain't know that.
Yeah, so you can talk. So you can talk until you get hoarse tonight.
But seeing I got 10 seconds right now.
No, I got some on.
Well, the clock's not correct, so I am going to be out of run out of time. I'll be going overtime here in a minute.
My point, Mike, is that knowledge is not accessible to everyone. That's why it's incumbent upon individuals to seek information and knowledge outside of the educational system. That's the only way that you'll be able to access it and actually find out what the hell is really going on.
You seek it out of there, and then you run to that group, and then what are they going to tell you?
It depends on what group you're running to. It depends on what group
Right. So what are they going to dialogue about?
It depends on what group. I can't give you a generic explanation. Like, it's just going to be the same all across the board. Hell, what do they talk about in Skull and Bones? What do Rosicrucians talk about? What are Freemasons talking about? And I'm not talking about the Blue Lodge.
I'm talking about the upper degrees.
What are they talking about? Have you ever read Morals and Dogma by Albert Pike, who's considered the Pope of Freemasonry in the United States? He's actually the only Mason that has a statue dedicated to him in Washington, D.C., the only one. Now, what the hell do you think he's talking about? He's not talking about the Shriners and the charities that they do for the general public and the Shriner hospitals. He's talking on a much higher level. Do the Shriners have access to that? No, they don't. And they're
basically he's saying symbols. So what is he saying? Symbols control people. We know that. Images control people. We know that. I mean, what is he going to tell me that's a higher learning? I mean, what are these people actually going to tell me? Big secrets about how humans treat each other. What are you going to tell me?
Yeah,
it's going to magically change my life, and I'm going to become this new person since they told me these secrets, and I'm going to have a nice, peaceful, wonderful life. What is it going
to get me? What is
Nas is going to get me? Is it going to make me hate someone else more since I know this Nas, or is it going to make me
not
another
at all.
In the world?
Not
what
at
is
all.
It going to serve?
You,
what
you
is this
know,
Nas
what
is going to serve?
Let me answer your question, or are you just going to go on and on? I can answer.
I wasn't
that
finishing
for you.
My question. I was asking you multiple.
Okay, go ahead.
Finish.
Okay. What it does is it gives you access and privilege to things that it doesn't allow the general public into. It's all about privilege and access. That's
okay.
What it's about.
Am I going to have to sell my soul?
Of course.
What
you
am
will.
I have to do to get this secret? Everybody
I
can't
just told
have it.
You.
So
yes.
What's
yes.
the thing I have to do?
Yes. You have to sell your soul.
See, that's the problem. See, that's the manipulation. And when I sell my soul and they give me these things, I guarantee you it's still going to be what these secrets going to tell somebody how to manipulate another human being. I can see that, how human beings look at symbols and get brainwashed and get manipulated. I can see it all the time.
I can see how women look at a man
and think he got it going on, but in actuality, he don't got shit going on. I can see how women just
It doesn't have to be one-dimensional. Try to think in multiple dimensions, not just one.
So, do that for me.
And then those dimensions
I need you to do like three or four things at once from a cognitive standpoint. Not just one. Get out of that straight line mentality.
What do you mean? I'm not in a straight line mentality. You're in a straight line mentality. You're saying that I'm gonna go to someone and they're gonna give me a secret, and their secret is a straight line. I say
okay.
No, because
Mike,
they're saying they have the
Mike,
key to everything. I say you lie.
Mike, I'm gonna acquiesce. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to acquiesce.
All right.
Hopefully you'll become the leader of the new world.
Who?
Your feet don't fit no limbs. What do you mean, who?
You said I'll become the leader of the new
world. You heard what I said.
Oh, hell no. No, see, first of all, you crazy, man. I don't say that
you
shit.
Heard what I said. So are we still going, Ron? Or
yeah, we're in overtime.
No.
We're in overtime. Perry is on, so I'm going to head over to Perry's. So you guys can continue on. I'll leave it on for you. But
what you talking about? You ain't running back-to-back, so how are we going to go 7 hours straight? I thought you were going to run it back-to-back. Why didn't you start
it was supposed to.
It was supposed
you're supposed to start
be.
Him at 12, Ron, not 11.
I'll be back on at 12:30. I'll be butting in the Perry show and carrying on after his show. Like I said, man, the clock.
That's right. You can do that too. So you can do two at the. Okay, so technically his show is on now.
Right.
We just found out that he was on.
He's gonna come back to Mississippi. He didn't know if to do a show tonight or not. I was booked at 8:00. And I had the problems. Like I said, I tried to go to 7:30. I couldn't get shit going right. Scheduled 6 hours later. But I went to talk to the BTR people. We got straightened out. And I started at 8:30. So anyway, that's why I went in overtime at 10:30. So that's the correct timing. But the timing on the board is saying something different. Is what I'm saying. That's why when I started the show, that's why I explained.
So what time you come back on?
12:30, my time.
Okay. Now you got all right. So that's 1:30 our time.
All
facts.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we want to thank y'all for coming. Hopefully y'all will come back and join us
at
12:30, 1:30, Eastern time, 1:30.
We finished talking here. Oh, everybody finished talking. Okay. All right, then.
We'll see y'all.
Okay, but thank y'all for coming.
Have a good one.
And 2K, if I call back in, be ready.
Not a problem, Mike.
You better call back in.
It's all good.
Not a problem.
All right.
Okay.
Thank y'all for coming, and we'll see y'all later. Okay.
All right.